Stage 5 of Module 1. Anger. How could you do this to me? You will feel powerful rage when your relationship ends. Feeling anger is a natural, healthy part of being human. However, anger is different from aggression, which is a destructive form of expressing anger. It's not healthy to keep your anger locked up inside of you, and nor is it to express it aggressively. You can learn to express both your anger over the ending of your relationship along with everyday anger constructively. In one of the groups, Jean said, "I don't know what came over me. I saw his car in the parking bay, and I knew he had met his girlfriend and left her in the car. I went over and let the air out of all four tires. Then I went behind a building and waited until they returned, so I could watch them find his car with the tires flat. I watched them trying to solve their problem, and I felt so, so good. I've never done anything like that before in my life. Guess I didn't know how angry I could get." We are approaching a point where we can become consumed with anger, and if we don't deal with it adequately, it can stop us in our tracks instead of us progressing through the rebuilding process. Relationship anger is extreme rage, vindictiveness and bitterness, which at times seems almost overpowering. It is a special kind of anger that we really do not experience before, and many of our friends who are still in relationships do not understand it either, unless they've gone through the breakdown and end of a relationship themselves. You may try to keep this anger inside and not express it, and this can result in what we term reactive depression, because one cause of such intense sadness is anger not being expressed. Let's go back to the dumper who does not express it because he or she feels guilty, and then the dumpee fears the other person will not come back, so both are nice for a while, except that they feel a lot of intensely sad thoughts and feelings. Anger is expressed in violent ways many times. Many people, given the opportunity whilst they are most angry, will commit an act of violence. It is crucial at such times to be able to restrain ourselves and find more suitable methods of expressing these feelings of rage and vindictiveness. We can find more constructive uses of anger than destroying ourselves with depression and psychosomatic problems such as headaches, body tension, ulcers and the like. Also, since the fires of anger can spread to the other rebuilding stages which we will be exploring, if we can work our way through this block, we will have much less trouble handling the other all-important parts on our rebuilding journey. This rebuilding block has three phases. One, the first, learning to accept that it is okay and part of being human to feel angry. There are many myths in our society that say to be angry is to be weak, childish, or destructive. In essence, we are told that it is not permissible to be angry. Now we have to relearn that it is natural, and whilst this might be easy to do intellectually, it's more difficult to embrace emotionally. Remember, there's a difference between that feeling of anger and the way we act to express it. The second phase is when we embrace that we are human and naturally feel anger. Now we need to see positive ways of expressing that anger which are not destructive to ourselves or those around us. We can do it with humor and physical exercise. One of the most destructive ways is where people use children as a vehicle for expressing anger at their former partner. Some make children into spies when they return home from visits. Some people restrict their former partner access to the children. The third stage is of forgiveness, and this is not just about forgiving the other person, but also learning to forgive yourself, for we're also angry with ourselves. You are responsible for this anger, because it is your feeling, not someone else's, and whilst projecting blame for anger onto someone else may be part of the process, the part that allows us to get out the anger that has been causing our depression or intense sadness is when we get further along the journey. And so we must learn to take responsibility for that anger within us. Essentially, it is much easier to blame someone else But this stage of forgiveness is actually learning to forgive ourselves for the choices we have made, or the actions we have taken, and thereby enabling ourselves to let go of that anger. At this point, I would like to discuss with you positive ways to express anger, ways that will not be harmful to you or to others. Let me emphasize that important difference between the special relationship that you had ending and the anger you feel, and your anger in connection to other life situations. First, I will present some ways to express your anger wherever it occurs in your relationships. Relationship-ending anger needs to be vented and released in a non-destructive way. Anger in future relationships, with friends, family, partners, and children, needs to be expressed directly, firmly, honestly, but in a constructive way to encourage communication and a deeper relationship. Let's focus for a short while on our temptation and desire to take out anger or partner directly. We want to call them up and hurt them, get back at them, be vindictive, and express our anger directly to them. I do not believe this is helpful in most cases. When you throw a few logs on the relationship-ending anger fire, your ex may throw a few logs back in retaliation. Pretty soon, the fire is consuming both of you. Therefore, I suggest that you express your anger in other ways, such as those that are suggested later on, rather than taking it out on your former partner. Humor is a very effective way of getting rid of anger. Harriet was the comedian of one of the seminar groups I ran. She would come to the group and say, "I don't know what to tell people when they ask me where my former partner is. I don't want to tell them that he's off with another woman, so I finally decided the next time a person asks me, I'll tell them that he's croaked." She laughs, and the whole class laughs, and everyone has vented angry feelings through laughter. One of the most effective ways of expressing anger is to call a friend and say, "I need to talk to you about this anger that I'm feeling. I know I may not make sense at times. I know that I may become very emotional. And I know that some of the things that I am going to say will not be really what I'm feeling at this time. But right now, I'm feeling really angry, and I need you to listen to me talk about my anger." Many people are able to use fantasies to help to get rid of it. Sandy was an expert on this. She would fantasize the following incident. "I would go to the garden store and buy a sack of hot lawn fertilizer. Then, in the middle of the night, I would go over to my ex's house and write obscene four-letter words with the fertilizer in front of his house. Then he would read them every time he had to mow his front lawn all summer long." We have to remember that these are fantasies and that we should not act them out. Physical exercise of any sort is usually helpful. Physical games, jogging, house cleaning, beating a rug, or anything like this is especially useful. Anger is a source of energy, and the energy has to be used up. Physical activity is a good way of using up that energy. Tears are another good way for some people to express anger, as crying is a positive, honest expression of feelings. Another effective way of getting rid of anger is to write a letter, saying all of the things that you would like to say to that former partner. Write it in really big letters, maybe use a piece of crayon, and write it with lots of anger. But, and you've guessed, after you've written the letter, do not post it. Instead, take the letter to the fireplace and burn it up. You have both expressed and symbolically burned up your anger. Here's an approach I've used often when I do individual sessions with people. You can use the empty chair, an effective Gestalt therapy technique. Imagine the person sitting in an empty chair, and that person is your former partner, and say everything that you would like to say to that person. If you're good enough at imagining, you could even switch chairs and say the things that person would say back to you. Then go back to your chair and say the things that you would like to reply to them. Another simple and effective way of getting rid of anger is to take an old garden hose and cut up to about a 3-foot length. Simply use it to beat on something that will not be damaged. Incidentally, some people will not be able to express their anger because of a need to keep such anger close to them, like a companion. If they let go of that anger, they will not have it as a toll for punishing the other person. So, there, yes, you've guessed, there's some sort of payoff or reward for keeping the anger. Anger is one of the most important rebuilding stages, for if the fires are burning out of control in you, then you will have trouble working up along the process of recovery. A great sense of relief will result from working through your anger until there is nothing but ashes left. It will free you to have the energy for other areas in your life. You can forgive yourself and the other person. You have stopped blaming yourself. You've stopped feeling like a failure. You have found the internal peace that comes from letting go of everything that was painful. You find that you can talk to the former partner in a calm and rational manner without becoming emotionally upset. And now you can deal with friends, either your former partner's or yours, without becoming irritated. It's important at this stage now to take a short break. Have you ever thought about how appropriate it is to feel very angry when a relationship ends? What, you may ask, is appropriate anger? Anger that is related to the present situation. Let me explain. Healthy approach to anger and dealing with it is, firstly, to recognize and allow yourself to believe that anger is a natural, normal, healthy, non-evil human feeling. Everyone feels it. We just don't all express it. So basically, you needn't fear your anger. Secondly, remember you are responsible for your own feelings. You get angry at what happened. The other person didn't make you angry. Remember, thirdly, that anger and aggression are not the same thing. Anger can be expressed assertively. Fourthly, get to know yourself so that you recognize those events and behaviors which trigger your anger. As some say, find your buttons so you'll know when they're being pushed. Fifthly, learn to relax. If you have developed the skill of relaxing yourself, learn to apply this response when your anger is first triggered. Number 6. Develop assertive methods for expressing your anger, following principles such as being spontaneous and not waiting to let anger build into resentment. Stating it directly, avoiding sarcasm and innuendo. Using honest and expressive language. Avoiding name-calling and put-downs, as well as naturally physical attacks. 7. Keep your life clear at this stage. Deal with issues when they arise, when you feel the feelings, not after hours, days, or even weeks of stewing about it. Go ahead and start to get angry, but develop positive, assertive styles for expression. Believe me, you and those around you will appreciate it. So now let's just go through our checklist before our next session. I can communicate with my former partner in a calm and rational manner. Secondly, I am comfortable seeing and talking to my former partner. I no longer feel like unloading my feelings of anger and hurt on my former partner. I have stopped hoping that my former partner is feeling as much emotional pain as I am, or as much emotional pain as I was. I no longer feel angry at my former partner. It is not important anymore that my family, friends, and associates be on my side rather than my former partner's side. I have outgrown the need to get even with my former partner for hurting me. I no longer blame my former partner for the failure of our relationship. I have stopped trying to hurt my former partner by letting him or her know how much I hurt emotionally. I have overcome my anger, and I've begun to accept the things my former partner has been doing. I am expressing my anger in a positive manner that is not destructive to me or to those around me. I am able to admit it when I feel angry, rather than denying my angry feelings. I understand the emotional blocks that have kept me from expressing anger in a positive manner. I am able to express my anger constructively, rather than venting it inappropriately. And finally, I'm reaching a stage of forgiveness, rather than remaining angry.